Okay, today's daf is Erev in daf Yud Dalet. Yud Dalet, we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Just one ha'ara, or two ha'aras on the end of the Gemara that we had to rush through yesterday. And that is, we had the machalkas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that at the end, the Gemara right before the Mishnah spoke about, that for 2.5 years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had an unbelievable machalkas. Each shita, in their own right, deserves attention. One opinion said, it's better for a person not to have been created. Better, you know, man, there's so much that we do wrong, it's better if we wouldn't have been created. And the other opinion says, no, it's better that we are created. And Nimnu v'gamra, and what was the decision? They came, they had a vote, and what was the decision? Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra, yoser mishanivra. The maskana was, it's better shelo nivra. Shailas, how could we say such a thing? Better shelo nivra? So all the mafarshim are bothered, what exactly does this mean? So we mentioned a couple of them, quickly yesterday, maybe to go through a little more in depth. The Vilna Gaon and others following him say maybe this has to do with the principle of Gilgal. It's better that if a person wouldn't be created. What does that mean? It's better if a person would fulfill their tafkid originally in their first quote-unquote life than in the second. Meaning there are some Rishonim that believe in the concept of Gilgal Neshamos, that if someone does not fulfill their tafkid in one lifetime, they get a second lifetime, whatever that means. You know, throughout Tanakh, throughout Midrashim, we find different people with the same Neshama, who Elio, who Pinchas, who there are different types of people that are put together. But maybe that's what the Gemara means. It's better if we would have done it in the first one. But if we got to do it in the second one, okay, you got to do the best you can. Yifash Beish and Yifash Beish B'maisav. Number one. Number two, other Rishonim say, the Marsha, the end of Mako says, well, the Machlokas was, there's tremendous schar that we get with mitzvos. But there's tremendous danger that is the risk factor of the los ases. And Nimnu v'gamra, what does it mean? Nimnu, they counted. They counted and they saw there's more los ases than ases. That's why. It's a greater danger. 365 versus 248. It's better if, you know, it wouldn't have been created. But now that we are, you know, we have to try to do as many mitzvahs as we can. Similar idea. The Michtam Elio, Rav Dessler writes in the second chalik of Michtam Elio on page 117, 118, Shenechluku ha'im derech ha'avoda hu liros b'chol dovar es ha'sikui la'hatzlacha v'hatov shebechira chiyuvis. Really, the machlokas is how we should channel and how we should motivate ourselves. Should we motivate ourselves with what we might call the slobodka, man is great, man is wonderful, man is amazing, or the Navardic, it's better than if you didn't. It's the Yira factor and the worrisome factor and the danger and punishment factor. Maybe that's what's behind this issue, the different motivations and ways that we can make sure that we stay on the straight and the narrow. Again, there's a lot more, obviously, related to these. The Mesilas Yesharim that we read yesterday, that we mentioned yesterday, and then Paragimel, the Yifash Beish and Yimash Beish discuss. Either way, that is one of the great agadatas of the Masechta. By the way, we didn't even mention Tosas. Tosas discusses the bottom Tosas. How could you say this about certain types of people? Better Shalom Nivra Tosas is maybe Argamar is only about Stam B'nai Adam. Tamidei Chachamim, the Gdolei Adar, then obviously Yoser Tov, that they were Nivra. Okay, says the Mishnah. We spoke last time about what exactly is needed to close up a Mavui, a Lechi and a Korah, a Lechi or a Korah. Now let's get into what exactly the dimensions are of each of these items. HaKorah Sha'amru, the Korah, the horizontal board that allows you to matir carrying in a Mavui, Rechava Kedilakabel Ariach, it has to be wide enough in order to have an ariach on it. Ariach, a type of brick. The ariach, chatzi levena, shel shlosha tvachim. And ariach is half of a brick size when the brick is 3 tvachim. So that's a roundabout way of saying 1.5 tefach. It's got to be wide enough to hold a brick of 1.5 tefach. Daya lekara shetehe rechava tefach. So as long as it's a tefach wide, it's good enough. Kedei lekabel ariach l'rachbo, or the other gear says l'arko. Either way, it can fit 1.5 on it. The Gemara is going to talk about. But if it's only one, how can it fit 1.5 on it? It should say it should have to be 1.5. So we'll see in the Gemara. That's rechava kedei lekabel ariach, and then the Mishnah adds in a second condition, ubria kedei lekabel ariach, and it literally has to be strong enough. Not only does it have to be wide enough to hold it, but it has to be strong enough to support it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, rechava afal pi she'im bria. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't need it to be bria. As long as it's wide enough, even if it is not bria. You imagine, it's as if it's strong enough, but it doesn't have to be as strong enough. Haisa shalkash v'shalkanim, if it's shalkash and of kanim, if it's very, very light, that's okay. Rowan osokili shisha mateches. Right? You view it as if you could have made it mateches. You could have made it mateches. You didn't make it mateches, but it's okay. You could view it as if it is mateches. Right? This is the principle called rowin that we have a number of places, but you don't need the actual item. As long as you have, you know, the potential for it, that's good enough. Akuma rowan asokilu hipshuta, if it is bent, if one of the sides of the korah, it doesn't go straight across. One of the sides is higher, and it's bent on top. So akuma rona sokili pshuta, you can view it as if it is flat. Agula rona sokili mrubas, if it is round. Let's say you have a log. So how do you view that? How do you view the thickness of that? Says rona sokili mrubas, if you view that as if it is square, meaning you view it, you chop a hole straight through, and as if you have, let's say, a semicircle, a half a lumber piece, and how wide does it need it to be? As long as it has in its circumference, if you have a lumber that is three tfachim circumference, so then that is good enough, because then the rochav will be a tefach, meaning the diameter will be a tefach. We will see in the Gemara, talk more about this, right? This really 3.14. The Mishnah just says 3. Why is the Mishnah rounding off? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. The Gemara will talk about this. Not exactly our issue, but it came up a couple of days ago, and I wanted to finish the thought, and it's somewhat related. The Gemara says that you don't need actuality according to Rabbi Yehuda, in terms of the weight factor, in terms of holding it up. No, anything, if you view it, it's as if. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda's Shita might be explained as long as you potentially could have made it with metal, you didn't have to make it with metal, as long as you made it with anything, because you could have made it with metal. Right? If you only have half of a lechi, and it doesn't go straight across, oh, it's as if, no, nothing's there. But here, Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as it goes straight across, so then it's as if. I mentioned one of these a couple of days ago, but let's mention all three now. The Ritva. The Ritva uses the principle of potential in Maseches Sukkah, interestingly, three times. I think I might have mentioned this. We mentioned this, the halacha potential. It's known as the din of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira of Kalaroy Labila. You know, a carbon mincha, has made of flour and oil and frankincense in most times. And if somebody is no Dave, a carbon mincha, so they can't just give 150 of flour and a little bit of oil. There's ratios. 60-1. It has to be mixable. If it is not mixable, then you have to bring it in two separate kalim. Even though the halacha is you don't need to mix it. You don't have to actually have to be bolel it. But as long as kalah ra'i labila, as long as bila is possible, so the bizik is possible, meaning the ratios, it's not going to end up too thick, then the bila is not ma'akev. And we have this halacha in many places, in Hilchas Mikvos and others. But the Ritva in Maseches Sukkah uses this principle three times where the Gemara does not use it. Maybe other places too, but I'm just aware of three times in Maseches Sukkah where the Gemara doesn't use it. Number one, on Daf Beis. Daf Beis, the first Amud in Maseches Sukkah, where the Gemara gives three different suggestions why a Sukkah cannot be above 20 Amos. Can't be above 20 Amos. So the Gemara says, the third answer is, you have to realize that the first answer is that you have to realize you're sitting in the sukkah, second is another answer, and the third answer is that you have to be in a diras arai. And if it's 20 amos high, then that's keva. The walls that you need to support your srach, that's a diras keva, and therefore it would be puzzle. So the Gemara discusses there, but what do you mean, under 20 amos? What if you build metal thick stone walls? So that's not arai, it's keva. So says the Ritva, no. But the point is that you could have built it arai. Above 20 amos, you can't build it arai. But at least here, if it is under 20 amos, you could have built it arai, and that's good enough. Vein lapasla el akava v'yefshel asos arai. V'hayno l'malo me'esrim. V'ka'asi ala midi rabi zera. T'kamer kalaroi labila in bila makeves bo. That is Ritva number one. Ritva number two, you have in the beginning of Lulav HaGazel. So you have the first daf, in the first parak, and on the first daf in the third parak, where the Gemara talks about nifridu alav. We know nifritsu, if the leaves of the lulav get ripped out from it, that passes the lulav. But if they just got separated, so then kosher, says the Ritva. Afal gav deksiv kafos, even though it says kafos, kapos tamarim and should be tied together. Lulameshi yehei kafos. Kivon sheroi lekfita ain kfita ma keves bo. You don't have to actually tie it. Avacharus shein aroi lekfita. But if they're so hard that they're sticking out, they can't be bent back together, then kfita ma keves bo. Uke de Rabbi Zeira. Quotes Rabbi Zeira again. And finally, the third one is what we mentioned a couple of days ago. As the Ritva says, that if somebody's in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and the Chazak gets up to Kedusha, what does one do? So we mentioned, what we hold is Rashi, Sukkah Lamed Ches, that we stop and we listen. So it's Shomea Ka'one enough that we're Yotzei, but it's not Shomea Ka'one enough that it is considered a Hefsik. But the Ritva there says no. The Ritva says that because the principle of Shomea Ka'one is as if I'm saying it, that only works in a place where I'm able to say it. But in the middle of Shmona Esrei, I can't say it myself. So the principle of Shomea Ka'one is not going to work in that case. So three cases in Maseches Sukkah where the Ritva uses the principle of potential, but that could be behind the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda here. It's not exactly, you don't have to say it's an idea of potential, but if Yehuda says you can make your Korah out of anything, even a light material, it doesn't have to support it. You could have made it with something else. You didn't, but that is on the Mishnah. Good. Says the Gemara, Tefach. Tefach umechza boy. 1 second. You have to have a korah that's wide enough to support a brick that's 1.5 tefachim. So why does your korah only have to be one? It should have to be 1.5. Exactly equal. No. Kivan derachav lakabel tefach. Since it is wide enough, Ida chatzi tefach, the other half of tefach, mal bin levitina mashu mehagisa. You'll just throw on a little cement from this side, umashu mehagisa, and a little bit from that, so v'kaima, and it'll stay. Meaning it's okay. It's okay if it hangs over a little bit. Hang over a little bit, and you could put in some cement, it'll stay. And therefore, one tefach is good enough. Period. Amar Abba Baraf Huna, Kora Sha'amru, Tzricha Sha'tehe Bria, Kedela Kabbal Ariach. As we said, the korah, it has to be strong enough kedei lekabel ariach. Right? It's like the Tanakama. Uma amide korah. But what if the korah is on pegs? It's like on hooks that's supporting the korah. Einan tzrichin shiu brian kedei lekabel korah v'ariach. The korah has to be able to support the ariach. The beam has to be strong enough to hold up the brick. But the supporters of the beam, the ma'amide korah, do not have to be strong enough to hold up both of them. That's the Tanakama Shita. That's Rabbi Rav Huna Shita. For Rav Chisda Amar, no. Echadzev echadzev. Tzrichas yubrin kedei lekabel korah v'ariach. No, even the poles, the hooks that are holding up your korah, they have to also be strong enough to hold up the korah and the ariach. Meaning there's no, has to be lemaisa, yeah?
First opinion, lemaisa, you can put the brick on, it'll fall down. It's okay.
Right, even if you would put the brick on, but you don't have to put the brick on, because if you would put the brick on, even though it would fall down, still, one does not have to actually put the brick on in that case. Good. Says the Gemara. By the way, we could talk about Mamid a little bit also. It's going to come up again, but again, Sukkah and Erevin have a lot of parallels. There's a lot of sugyas that come up in both places. One of them is just what we spoke about, where Bzeira comes up in both places. Obviously, 20 Amos comes up in both places. But Ma'amidin, the sugya of Ma'amid, in Maseches Sukkah is also very important. About Ma'amid b'davar ha-makabel tumah. We know Schach cannot be made out of something that's makabel tumah. One of the three requirements for Schach. Detached from the ground, grows from the ground, and not makabel tumah. What about something that supports? What about the walls? Are the walls allowed to be made out of anything? So make it then yes. Right? The walls can be made out of anything. But there is a Gemara. There's a Gemara later on in Maseches Sukkah in the Chafs where the Gemara seems to say, at least according to one opinion, that you should not be ma'amid the schach with the davar makabel tumah. Not only should schach not be makabel tumah, but not allowed to be, but even the ma'amid. And Machlok has been showing him why that is. Is it because you might come to use schach that's makabel tumah, or this is nechshav, you know, connected semi-schach? So that's a big sugi too. A chumra of the Chazon Ish, what's called maimid de maimid. That's why many people put cross beams and put the schach on it. It's only cross beams if your sukkah is made out of metal poles. So the Chazon Ish is machmir there. Most poskim are makel regarding that. But either way, maimid is also a big sugi in Maseches Sukkah. Weiter. Amar Rav Sheshes, Hiniach Korah al Gabi Mavui, Uparat ala Machzeles. What happens if I put a Korah up? If I would have stopped there, everything would have been beautiful. But I didn't. I wanted privacy too in the Mavui. So I put a sheet up, and I draped the sheet over the Korah. It hangs down, but it does not get within 3 tefachim of the ground. Says the Gemara, now I blew it, I have nothing. V'higbiyah min hakarka shlosha. Kora ain't kan, mechitza ain't kan. You don't have a kora, you don't have a mechitza. Why? Kora ain't kan, your horizontal board doesn't work. Tahamichse, because it's covered. It's covered. You can't use your kora. Meaning what? The Ritva says right here, exactly what Tosva says earlier on Daf Hey, even if you hold that Kora is Mishum Mechitza, you still need a Heker Ksas. You still need a little bit. It's got to be visible. And here, if it's not visible, if you have the sheet on it, it's not visible. And therefore, it is no good if you have the sheet on it. And Mechitza Inkan also doesn't function as a Mechitza. You want to go not the symbolic Mechitza way, but the actual Mechitza way? But if it's not within three tefachim, it's also no good. Kora ain't kan to mechzi, mechitza ain't kan to avi lemechitza shekadiyim bo kin bo. Gadiyim could go through, and therefore, it's not. It has to be within three tefachim. That one, then it would be lavud. But if not, so then it is no good. Peri. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. So it's an important ha'ara. Just the ritva that we just mentioned. What Tosa said earlier. Even the Gemara a number of times in this parak has already said, oh, the mandam remishim mechitza, the mandam remishim heker, the mandam remishim mechitza also requires a little bit of a heker. The Chiddush is, the Manda Amar of Mechitza says it also functions as a Mechitza, but it also has to have a Heker as well. The Manda Amar Mishim Heker is pure Heker. It's not Mechitza at all. Tana Rabbanan, Korah Hayotza Mikosel Zeh, Ve'eno Nogas Bekosel Zeh, if you have a Korah coming out from one side of the opening, but it does not reach the other side. V'chein Shtei Koros, Achaz Yodzeh Mikosel Zeh, Achaz Yodzeh Mikosel Zeh. Or you have two koros, one coming from either side. Vein nogo zubuzu, and they're not touching each other. So how close do you have to have it, either to the other wall, or between the two koros? So, as you would have guessed, pachos mishlosha, if it's within three tefachim, it's orach lavi korah cheres. Then it's fine, you don't have to bring any more korah, because lovewood. Shlosha, tzarech lavi korah cheres. But if it's three tefachim or more, then you have to bring another korah. No good. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, as we mentioned, he has a little expanded view of lavud. Pachos midalid ain't tzarech lavi korah cheres. If it's less than four tefachim, not. Arba tzarech lavi korah cheres. Fine, that's the sugya of lavud. V'chein, beis koros hamat imos. Also, what if you have two koros? Meaning, let's say your koros weren't strong enough. But it's not a comma, it's got to be bria. One wasn't good enough, and he put two, but one is above the other one. Right in the picture books they have it. Matimos, Rashi says from the word ta'omim, twins. Matimos, they're shchavos. Rashi says they're lying, they're lying next to each other, but with space in the middle. Right? Beis koros matimos. Not one from one side, one from the other side. They both go straight across, but they're next to each other. Each of them is not strong enough, but you want to look at them as one. So, if they could hold the brick, if you put it widthwise, so then fine. Then you can view them as connected and mitzuraf. And if not, you have to bring another korah. So again, that's the Tanakama. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no, imakavelas ariach laarko. If you could put the brick down laarko, which is perpendicular to the koros, so then shlosha ain't sarach lahavi korah cheres, and you wouldn't have to bring another korah. V'imlav sarach lahavi korah cheres, and if not, you have to bring another korah. Hoyu achas lamala v'achas lamata. If one of them is above and one of them is below, meaning one of them is not, they're not next to each other with space in between, but one is higher than the other one, so then, we had this once before already. We had the principle of chavot. But now, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rowan es ho'el yona ki'ilu hi lamata v'esadachtona ki'ilu hi lamala. You're allowed to view them together. Ubevad shalo, as long as, shalote el yona lamala mi'chafama v'tachtona lamata mi'asara. As long as it's within the proper shiurim, above 10 tzvachim, under 20 amos. You can look at them as one. Again, this is all a chumra d'rabanan. And the question is, how do we view the korah, the chumra d'rabanan, that it has to be strong enough? So we have these flexibilities. You might say, how are we about to view this? It's higher, it's lower. It's all a chumra d'rabanan. So if it's mishum heker, it's mishum mechitza, we can have these flexibilities in terms of these measurements and these boards. Good. Amar Abaya. Rabbi Yehuda, who just said this statement, that you can view the ones above, below, and below above, Savralar Kavua Bechadu, Palagale Bechadu. He holds like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, right? His father was Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like his father in one area and argues with him in another area. Savralar Kavua Bechadu, the Islay Rowan. He holds like his father holds of Rowan that you're allowed to view things as if it's not, even though it's not true, right? Which Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, right? Even though that's strong enough, it's as if Rowan and Upalag Alebachada, and he also argues on him regarding something else. Yilu Rabbi Yehuda Savar, because what about Rabbi Yehuda back in the first Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda holds Lamala Me Esrim is okay. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Betochav in Lamala Michav Lo. Right, he says you have the limit of 20 Amos here. So he holds like his father in one way and out of the other way. Are you allowed to argue on your father? Shulchan Aruch and Yerodea talks about this. You're allowed to in Torah. You're allowed to argue. You just have to do it with kavod. Right, I'm not allowed to say you are wrong. I could say, doesn't it say in the Shulchan Aruch, I think we learned together the chulu in a derech agav, in a sideways way of saying it, but in Torah, sure, in the Torah, you know, fathers and sons, that's mechata shel Torah. Mechata shel Torah, they're allowed to fight it out in a nice way. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Vayter, Rechava Afal Pishena Bria. Rabbi Yehuda said, it could be wide, even though it's not strong enough, it's okay. Masni le Rav Yehuda, Lechia, Barav, Kameh, Derav, Rechava, Alabishay, Nebriya. That's how we had our Mishnah as we had it. Omar le, Asni, Rechava, Ubriya. No! Rechava and Briya, and strong enough. V'yamar, Rabbi Lo, Yamar, Rav, Rechava, Arba, Alabishay, Nebriya. Didn't Rav say, if it's four tefachim wide, it does not need to be strong enough? Rechava, Arba, Shaini. No, if it's four wide, then you're right. That's going down another path. If it's not four tefachim wide, so then it has to be strong. But if it's four tefachim wide, then you solve the problem of hecker anyway. So therefore, there's no other need. Period. Haisa shel kash v'chulu. If it's made out of kash, if your korah is made out of straw, it's a very light korah. So my kamash malan. And what are you allowed to view? You're allowed to view that as if it's metal and strong. And if it's akum, you'll have to view it as this v'chulu. So my kamashmalan, Darina and Rowan, what's the chiddush of this next line? Remember, Rabbi Yehuda first said, even though it's not strong enough, you can view it as strong enough. And then he says, if it's straw, you can view it as metal. It's the same thing. Even if it's not shrew, you're allowed to view it. So my kamashmalan, Darina and Rowan, hainuach, it's the same line, same message as the first statement of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? If it's weak, you can view it as if it's strong. If it's straw, you can view it like it's metal. So why do you need that second line? So ma'od etema b'mina amrinan. Shalo b'mina lo amrina. No, I might have said, when could you say Rowan as long as it's within its type? B'mina amrinan. Within its type, you could say, what's the type? Usually boards are made out of wood. So if you have some type of weak wood, you could view that as if it's strong wood. But if you put straw, shalobamina, loamrinan, I would have said maybe if it's straw, so then I wouldn't be able to say it's as if, you gotta be a little bit in the parsha. A little bit in the parsha. Kamash malon, the chiddush is you don't need it. Kamash malon, that you don't need it to be in the parsha. Even if it's shalobamino, right? We have different rules, yeah? The Mishnah said ki'ilu hishal matachas, as if it's very strong. Not that you would usually use metal for the boards, but you're right. That's the strongest matachas. I think the Mishnah just says that because it's the strongest, not because it's the most common to make boards out of that the matachas. Okay, so you would have thought only bimino and kamash malan not. By the way, I forgot that a couple of days ago he said that we were going to come back to the Rana and the Dharma, but min bimino. We'll see it today. Hopefully, if there'll be time, I'll come back to that. But it's not. Not exactly related to us right now. Okay, Vayter, the next line of the Mishnah says, Akuma Rowanoso Kiilu Hipshuta. If it's bent, you can view it as if it's straight. Pshita, again, what we just said, Rowan, in the previous line. Kamash Malan Kid Rabbi Zera. The Chiddush Rabbi Zera. Which Rabbi Zera? Not the Rabbi Zera that we just was speaking about. Different Rabbi Zera. Dumb Rabbi Zera. Remember, sometimes the Gemara says Rav Zera and sometimes Rabbi Zera, because he made Aliyah in the middle of his life. And he became Rebbe. He got smicha when he came to Eretz Yisrael. So he became Rebbe Zera. So he bitoch hamavui va'akmu miso chutz l'mavui. What if you have a board, you have a korah, but it sticks out, kind of juts out of the mavui, in front of the mavui? So is that okay if it sticks out? He bitoch esrim va'akmu mise l'malame esrim. Or it is within 20 amos, but it's part of it sticks out above 20 amos. Or it's above 10 tefachim, but it sticks out under. It's like a point. So in all these cases, what do you do? Rowan. So you view how much is sticking out. Dame achit, as if remove that spot, as if it's not there, and then view. Kol shilu yinatal akmu misei, if you would remove that bent area. The ein bein zel azeh shlosh, and there wouldn't be three tvachim in the middle, ein tzarch lavi karacheres. You don't need a new karak, that's lovud. V'yem lav tzarch lavi karacheres. But if you would be missing more than three tvachim, so then you would have to bring a new board. So the Gemara says, anami pshita, that's also pshita. You're allowed to view. We know that already. We know it's lovewood. We know rowan. We know everything. So the Gemara says, no, he betocha mavui vakmu mise, chus la mavui yitzrichalei. The chiddush is the case where it's sticking out of the mavui, forward. Because then maybe I would have had a gzeira. Mao de tema lechush dilma asi lem shuche basra. You might say, a person might come to see the korah there and he might carry all the way up until the edge of that korah. Again, it's not a gzeira l'gzeira. We're saying this might not be a good takana, what the Rabbanan created and required. Kamash Malan, it is a good fixing, even though it is out. You don't make such a gzeira. Period. Next, agula, the next line. Agula rona sokili mubas. If it's round, then you can view it as if it is square. What's the chiddush? Hasu lamali. So what's the chiddush of that line? Again, every line of the Mishnah basically says the same thing. So we have to come up with a chiddush for each line. So what's the chiddush of that line? Seifet srichalei, the chiddush of the next line. Kosha yesh bekefel gimel tfachem yesh baruchav tefach. The chiddush is when there's a log with a circumference of three, so then you know that it's one tefach across, which is what you need to hold the 1.5 brick. Mina hani mili. How do I know this? How do I know what? How do I know that when you have a circumference of three, the diameter is one? Ask the Tosfos Arash a simple question. What do you mean, how do I know this? And we're about to quote a pasuk in Sefer Malachim. I need a pasuk to tell me math. I know this. I know pi. 3.14. We all learned it. They learned it about 1,000 years ago. Says the Tosfos Arash, Tami Ali, Mashayach l'mibai hacha minohani mili bidavar hanira leinayim v'adam yachol la'amod olav yaviyu davar shu rachav tefach v'nimdad ha'akif. Measure it. What are you quoting me a pasuk for? V'nira li lafari, says the Tosfos Arash, l'fi she'ein ha'davar mechuvan. It's not exact. She'ha'akif hu yoser migimol tfachim. It's a little bit more, as we know. It's really an infinite number. It's not 3.14. We round the first two digits. But it's much more than that. So it says the Tosfos Arash, that's what the Gemara is asking. How do I know that you're allowed to round? You don't have to worry about the 0.14, whatever the numbers are. Right, I had a copy of it somewhere. What exactly were the numbers? But where is it here? I had a copy of it somewhere. 3.1415. And it continues. But the question is, that's what Tosfos Arash says, that's what the Gemara is asking. How do you know that you're allowed to round and you don't have to worry about that tiny amount? Near the fire, v'she'ena darah mechuvan, she'hekifu yosem yigimot tfachim, kaboy tamudu minani mili, minayin laku chachamim li tingvul umid ladavar echad, avo v'she'ena mechuvan, ela she'adavar karov lios mechuvan. Right, and it brings a raya from this pasuk, as we'll see. The Rambam as well, right here in the Pirush of Mishnayos, says that you're allowed to round when it's so impossible, it's infinite, you're allowed to round, says the Rambam right here. The ein b'mitziu so she yusag. You can't figure out the exact. Aval yodeya ze bekarov. V'kvar chibru chachme ha-tishbores la-ze chiburim b'chulu. L'fi she-le-ze lo yusag la-olam ela b'karov. Lakhu heim b'cheshmen ha-gadol. V'yamra, and they said, whatever is gimel, it works out to one. V'samchol ze b'ma she-tzruchu elav min ha-medida b'tara. And you don't have to be so exact to the millimeter. No, this is good enough. That's what the Rambam and the Tosfos Arash both answer, is to teach us that one doesn't have to be so exact. And this is said by others as well. Poskim L'maisa, the Shaar HaTzion, says this in Shin Ayin Beis. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the Shaar HaTzion. In Os Yud Ches, Nirlani is Daiti Din L'daktik Bozei Yotzer. The Samchu Chachamim Al Eidu Ashiurim Al Hoinyonim Sheba Torah, Vrei Shekasha L'tzamtzei Ma'odeth. For sure, by a Durabanan issue, but that is the Mishnah Berurah. The Aruch HaShulchan also uses this in this context. But either way, this is an important Tosfos Arash and Rambam to be aware of, that they knew pi. Don't just say, oh, the Gemara 3-1, the Gemara messed up. No, that's exactly why the Gemara asked this question. How do you know that you're allowed around? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, Vayas es Hayam, Mutzak Eser Ba'ama, Misvato Ad Svato, Agul Saviv. What are we talking about here? Shlomo HaMelech made a huge mikvah. A huge mikvah in the ground. And what was it? It was Eser Ba'ama, Misvato Ad Svato, from one rim to the other rim. From one side to the other side, what we would call the diameter, that's 10. It was 10 across, 10 amos, agul saviv, but it was circular. V'chamesh ba'ama komaso, it was 5 amos high. V'kav shloshim ba'ama, and we assume kav means the circumference here, 30 amos. Yasuv oto saviv, so you see the diameter of 10, the circumference of 30, there you see that it is rounded. Ay, v'ikas svas, so the Gemara says, ay, what about the rim? The rim of the mikvah, do you count? Amar Papa Sfaso Sfach Perach Shoshan Ksivbe. It was so, it was like a petal of a rose. It was so thin. It was negligible. Dechsiv va'avyo tefach. As it says, this thickness was a tefach, usfato, kamasakos, perach shoshan. Semicolon. So you see from there, that's the raya. You're allowed around. Ah, it's a drop. Okay, don't worry about the drop. That's exactly how the Tosafot Rashi says. The question of the Gemara, the answer of the Gemara is that you're allowed to round a little bit. Alpayim bas yachil. It's the end of the pasuk says that it holds 2,000 bas. We'll see what a bas is on Amud Beis. V'ika mashehu. Aye, isn't there a little bit left over still? Kikachashim migabai kachashim. Oh, maybe it's still. It's measuring from the inside. Don't worry about the outside rim. Don't worry about the outside edge. Tosafot Rashi says, because you don't have to. That's a little bit. It's negligible, and you don't have to worry about it. Good. There is a Vilna Gaon that's quoted by many of the Sfarim here. A hint to pi. And that is, it's quoted in the name of the Vilna Gaon. On this pasuk, if you look in on the word of kav, the kav shloshim ba'ama, it is really a kri and a ksiv. It says, the kav kuf vav hey. That's what it says. And we read it for kav, without the hey. Read it without the hey. If you get the gematrias to kuf vav and kuf vav hey, it's 106 to 111. 106 to 111. The ratio is 1 to 1.047, which is the same ratio as 3 to 3.14. So there's a hint in the kri and the ksiv. So the gra, right, the hint of the kri in the kri and the ksiv to pi, again, the same ratio of the kri to the ksiv is the ratio of 3 to 3.14. And this pasuk is referring, this word is teaching me that, and therefore it is the Vilna Gaon's thought on the daf. Okay, weiter, we continue. Tanya, Rebbe Chiya, we gotta do a little math now. Yom, Yamsha Asa Shlomo. Also similar to Masechta Sukkah, also has an amud in the first parak about math and circles and squares. Here too. Yamsha Asa Shlomo Hayamachzik Me'ev HaChamisha Mikvatara. You know how big this mikvah was? It was the size of 150 other mikvahs. So we're going to have to figure out, how big was this? So Michti, Mikvah Kamahavi, what is one mikvah? What's the smallest mikvah? Arba'im Sa'ah. 40 Sa'ah. As we know, the water amount of 40 Sa'ah. Kiditanya, as the Brisa says, the Rachas. Kolbs are b'mayim b'mei mikvah. Water is mei mikvah. Kol b'saro. What does kol b'saro mean? Mayim shekol gufo elobahen. Water that the entire body can go into. The entire body can go into. How an average human being, an average man going into water, what's the shortest, the smallest amount of water? V'kama hein amal ama b'rum shlosh amos. We assume it's an area of a 1 by 1 by 3. 1 by 1 across, right, about 1.5 to 2 feet across, 3 amos tall, which is between 6 and 8 feet. That's the smallest amount a person could be covered in water in. V'shiru chachamim mei mikvar bam sa'ah. And the chachamim estimated that is 40 sa'ah. 40 sa'ah. So if you think about the area of 1 by 1 by 3, just doing the math, that's 3 cubic amos. 3 cubic amos gives you 1 mikvah. That's what we're going to start with. That's what the numbers we're going to use. 3 cubic amos gives you 1 mikvah. So let's just do all of it, and then we'll come back and make a comment about mikvah in general. Kamahavilahu. So how many was in the mikvah of Shlomo HaMelech? Right, we know the dimensions. So again, 3 cubic amos is 1 mikvah. So, kamahavilahu. Chamesh mea garmidi. Altogether, it was 500 amos. Why was it 500 amos? Because it was 10 by 10 by 5. Right, we're looking at it as if it was a square now. We'll change that in a second. But we know it was circular. But let's say if it was a square. It was a diameter of 10. So 10 by 10 by 5 is 500 cubic amos. So if one cubic, if 3 cubic amos gives you one mikvah, so how many does 500 cubic amos give you? Let's figure it out. So the Gemara goes step by step. Litzlas mea, well, 300 cubic amos, if 3 gives you 1, then 300 gives you 100. So far, so good. Right? The Gemara breaks it down very easily. Right? 300 cubic amos gives you 100. Lamea v'chamshin, take a half of that. Another 150 gives you another 50. Mikvahs. Chamshin. So you only have used 450. You use 300 and use 150. You use 450, you already got 150 mikvahs. So the Gemara says, Barba may have a chamshin sagi. 450 is enough, but there were 500 here. What did Rav say at the bottom? Rabbi Chiya say at the bottom? Shlomo Melech's mikvah could fit, the yam that he built was, could fit how many mikvahs? May have 150 mikvahs. But we just fit 150 mikvahs into 450 cubic amos. What about the other 50? You could fit even more. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hani mili biribua. You would be right that you could fit already 150 into 400. That's only biribua if you were dealing with a true square. Yams asa shlomo agul haya. But it was circular. The yam that he made was circular. And therefore, if it was circular, you gotta take off some. So how much do you take off? So the Gemara says another mathematical mesorah that they have. Michti, kama meruba yosar ala igul revia. If you have a circle inscribed in a square, it's a quarter of the less area. That's what the Gemara assumes. All the four corners where the circle goes around, there's a quarter less area. So let's do the math again. Less a quarter of the size. So, la arba mea, so for 400 cubic amos, let's make that into 300 cubic amos. So how many 300 cubic amos? Mea. So you have 100 mikvahs. Lamea, esri, lamea. And what do you have left? Another 100. So that equals 75. So 75 would be how many mikvahs? Esri mechamisha. So now you're less. Now you only have 125. Hani mea v'esri mechamisha avilu. You only have 125. And we said you had 150. So it's too much or it's too little. The Gemara says, Tani, Rami Bar Yecheskel, no, it's right in the middle. You know why? Yam sha'asa shlomo, shlosh me'amos tachtonos merubaos. On the bottom, the base of it was square. Vishtayim elyonas agulos. This, it was 5 amos tall. So the bottom 3 amos were square, and the 2 upper amos were round. And the Gemara says, how do you know it was split 3 and 2? Maybe 4 and 1. Nehida ifchalamatz amrit. You can't say that the bottom part was drowned. This svaso agulksev. It says the rim was agul. Ela ema chada. Maybe it was 4 and 1. Not 3 and 2. Maybe the bottom was, the square was 3 and the top was 2. Maybe it was 4 and 1. So lo sakadai dechno. Dechsev, because you need it larger. Dechsev alpayim bas yachil. I'm sorry, smaller. Alpayim bas yachil. What did we say earlier? It holds 2,000 bas. What's 2,000 bas? This is the last section of math for the day. Bas kamahavye shalos sa'im. A bas is 3 sa'ah. 1 bas is 3 sa'ah. How do you get that? Because dechsiv masar habas min hakor. A bas, that's a measurement. A bas, just work out the math, you write it down. A bas is 1/10 of a kur. A kur is 30 sa'ah. So a bas is 3 sa'ah. 1 bas is 3 sa'ah. So 2,000 bas is 6,000 sa'ah. The havilu shi sa'afi grive. Right? 2,000 bas is 6,000 sa'ah. And therefore, working out the math, the bottom, the square part had to be 3 amos, and the circular part had to be 2 amos. V'haksiv machzik batayim shloshes alafim ay. There's a different pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that says it held 3,000 bas, not 2,000 bas. Ha'ula gosha. That means if it was overflowing. If you'd fill it with something dry, heaping, it was a heaping area, you could fit in an extra third. And I'm Rabbi. Abaya says, you know what you see from here? Shmamina haigutsha tlasahave. Whenever you have heaping, overflowing shiurim, it always could add on a third of the measurement that's already there. Vitznanami, and we also know this from a Mishnah in Meseches Kelim, where the Mishnah discusses, when one has a very, very large kli that cannot be moved when it is full, even if it can be moved when it's empty. But if it can't be moved when it's full, it doesn't have the status of a kli. And therefore it's not makabel tumah. So if it's not Nami, the Mishnah says, Shida, Tevo, Migdal, if somebody has a big box or a tower, Kaveres HaKash veKaveres HaKonim, or a basket, a reed basket, or a wicker basket, Ubar Svina Alexandrius, or a huge bar that they used to have on boats to store water when they traveled, Afa Pish Yesh Lem Shulayim, even though it has a bottom, and Vehen Machzikos, Arbaim Sa'ah Belach, and they hold 40 Sa'ah Belach, it holds 40 Sa'ah when it is holding wet, moist, Shein Kurayim B'Yavish, which is 60 Sa'ah. Kurayim is 60 Sa'ah. Yavish Tar, and it's Tar because it's so big. What do you see from there, though? 40 Sa'ah translated to 60 Sa'ah when it is holding a dry measure. Why? Because that's exactly the point that Abaya made, that when it's overflowing, then it's a third more than the amount in it. Good. So there are many issues to talk about regarding Tevila. Let me just mention one issue, because it's in Yonah Diyom, a couple of days before Pesach, regarding the bracha of Tevila. There is a Chiddush, the mother of the Drisha. The Drisha, one of the great commentaries on the tour, the Drisha and the Prisha, same person. It's the Sma. Says the Drisha in his Hagdama, I think to Yerideya, he quotes two Chiddushim from his mother. One of them is, his mother said that, we know the Shulchan Aruch talks about lighting candles on Shabbos, a woman were machmir, that right when she says the words, the Hadar Ner Shel Shabbos, she's mekabela Shabbos. So she wouldn't be able to do the ordinary rule of over lasiyasan, making the bracha and then lighting candles. A man, when he lights candles, he says the bracha and then he lights the candles. But a woman doesn't have this luxury, because she's mekabela Shabbos right away. So what does she do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, as we know, in Simen Reish Samach Gimel, what does she do? Yesh Misha Omer, the Ramah says, Shemavarchim Kodem Hazlaka. Some say she makes the bracha before, but we don't hold that way. Yesh Misha Omer, Shemavarch Achar Hazlaka. Some say afterwards. Ukadesha Yeh Over Lasiya. So, Lo Yeh Nemimena Av Achar HaBracha. That's why women cover their eyes as if they didn't light yet. When they open up their eyes, oh, it's as if they are now lighting, now they're being Nehenep from the candles. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you look in the Magen Avraham says in Sif Katan Yud Beis, right there, quoting the mother of the Drisha. What is the mother of the Drisha? You can look in the Hakdama itself. The Magen Avraham quotes the mother of the Drisha. On Yantif, you gotta do it differently. On Yantif, there's no problem. You can make a fire on, you can make most of a fire on Yantif. That's why on Erev Yantif, a woman should first make the bracha and then light the candles. That's the Chiddush of the mother of the Drisha. The Magen Avraham quotes this Chiddush and says, sorry, too confusing. Aval ein chachma le'isha v'chulut v'chilku chachamim b'kach. No, it's too confusing. A woman's got, what's tonight? Yantif Shabbos, we're playing around with Chilul Shabbos. Too confusing. The Magen Avraham says, you know, look elsewhere. Look elsewhere. He says, look, v'chilku chachamim, k'mach shkas afti, b'simin kufnun ches, v'kach kozitosis p'sachim, daf zayin. What are the makoros that the Magen Avraham is quoting here? You see there's low plug. It shouldn't change. One of them is tevila. Al ha-tevila. When does a person that has a chiyuv to go to the mikvah, when do they say the bracha? After they go to the mikvah. Why? Because a ger can't say it beforehand. So if a ger can't say it beforehand, so anybody goes to the mikvah doesn't say it beforehand. Or netilas yadayim. We know we make the bracha after we wash our hands. Okay, before we dry our hands, but after we wash. Why? Because if our hands are tamei, we can't make the bracha beforehand. What if our hands are tahar? Doesn't matter. Whenever you have the chiyuv netilas yadayim, you do it afterwards. So you see, says the Magen Avraham, that whenever you have a bracha, and sometimes you can make the bracha before, sometimes you can't, you always make it afterwards. If sometimes you have to make it afterwards. That is the Magen Avraham. But if you look in Rabbi Kiva, you look in other, the Dagam Ravava discusses this, other Achronim discuss this, mother of the Drisha, and they said, they defend against the Magen Avraham. They defend the mother of the Drisha. And they say, no, there's a big difference. By Al HaTevila, by Al HaTevila Shadayim, it's all the same bracha. Whether you're a Ger, whether you're a Nida, whatever you are. Right about Kerry, it's the same bracha, excuse me, of Al HaTevila. That's why it's confusing. But here it's a different bracha. Lahavik Ner Shel Shabbos, Lahavik Ner Shel Yontif. And what the Dagam Rav says, they'll give you a raya. Chanukah candles. What happens? If a woman lights Chanukah candles, like she should, right, Lahavik Ner, unless she's being yosi with her husband, what's the halacha? Lahavik Ner Shel Chanukah, and then she lights the candles. Haraya, that even by Neres Chanukah, once there's a different bracha, then you're allowed to make it earlier, right? That has to do with Inyani Tevila. So again, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura, and other Achronim say, if a woman is comfortable with herself, not getting confused, then this is Lachadchila. She should make the bracha beforehand, like the mother of the Drisha. But if not, if it is too confusing. So then it's fine to rely on the Magen Avraham. Lo chilku chachamim bekach. Lo chilku chachamim bekach. Weiter. Next Mishnah. L'chayayin sha'amru. The L'chayayin, again, there's more tevila, but let's continue now. L'chayayin sha'amru, gof hanasar tfachim, v'rachban, v'avyan, kol shehu. A lechi that they were talking about, the height of a lechi has to be 10 tfachim. V'rachban, v'avyan, kol shehu. Their width, any amount. Any amount. There's no, we spoke about. It's gotta be strong, maybe it's gotta be very strong, but lechi, any little amount. Rabbi Yossi Amar Rachman Gimel Tvachim. Rabbi says, nope, got to be three Tvachim wide also. Not only your Korah has certain dimensions, but also your Lechi. Says the Gemara, L'chayayin Shamar V'chulu. What do you mean L'chayayin in the plural? Lema Tznan Stama K'Reb Eliezer, Dama L'chayayin B'inan? Is this Mishnah being so same like K'Reb Eliezer earlier, who said you need two Lechis? Not just one that we had earlier, Daf Yad Aleph? Lo, my L'chayayin, L'chayayin D'Alma. No, Lechis mean it's plural, because it just means Lechis in general. Lechis in general, whenever you use them, you only need one in any specific case, can be any amount. Ihachi koronami nisni koros, umai koros koros da'alma. So why don't you say the same thing by koros? Koros, you use the singular, korah. So here, you would think it should be lechi. And if it says lechayayin, meaning general lechis, it should be koros, general koros. The Gemara says, hachi ka'amar. No, this is what it means. Osan lechayayin, shenechluku b'en Reb Eliezer v'chachamim, those lechis that they argued about. So it is plural because they had an argument about it. How many? Govan, Asar, Tvachim, Rachman, Vavim, Kalshu. That's what it's referring to. All the lechis that were discussed in that Mishnah. The Kama, Kalshu, how much is a Kalshu? Tani, Rav Chiya, Filu, Kuchud, Asarvo. Right? Even a tiny amount. Even like a string. Remember, we're not talking about the strings that we use for our Erev. That's Suras HaPesach. That's not lechi and Korah. That's Suras HaPesach. That for sure could be any little amount. But here we're talking about a korah, which might be mishum, heker mishum, and a lechi, or mechitza, so that's what we're talking about here. Tana, asa lechi lechatzi mavui, ein lo lechatzi mavui. What if I put my lechi in the middle of my mavui, of the depth of my mavui? So then, ein, I only could carry up until that point. I have the back side of the back of the mavui that I could carry in, but not in front of it. So Mar says, pshita. That's obvious. That's where you put your lechi. Ela ema yesh lochatzi mavi. No, the chiddush is not that it's also to carry on the outside of the mavi. The chiddush is that you're allowed to carry on the inside of the mavi. Hanami pshita. Isn't that also obvious? No. Mao detema lechash doma asi lish tamushe bekule. You might say no. If you're using half of your mavi, there's a good chance you might come to use the other half, the outer side. Kamashlam, we're not worried. As long as your lechi is there in the middle, that is good enough. Right, let's say somebody wants privacy. They don't want to have everybody walking out by the front with things. So only use the inside. Amarava, asa lechi lamavui vihigbiyo menakarka shlosha. What if I put a lechi next to the mavui? Let's say I nailed it into the side of the mavui doorway, but it's above three tvachim from the ground. Oshe fligo menakosa shlosha. Or it's more than three tvachim away from the wall. Lo asa velo klum. It's got to be in proximity to the wall. Afilu Reb Shimon Gamliel to Amar Amrina Lavud, and even according to Rashbag, who says Lavud is usually four, Hanimili Lamala. That's only above if you have boards within proximity of each other going across. Ava Lamata, but regarding space from the ground, Kiva Davi Mechisa Shalkadim Bokimbo, since three Tvachim already, goats go in, Loka Amar. Even Reb Shimon Gamliel would agree to that halacha here, the shear being three Tvachim and not four. Good. Finishing up, Rabbi Yossi Amar Rachman Gibel Tvachim. Amar Rabbi Yossi Amar Rabbi Yud Amar Shmuel. Ein halacha Rabbi Yossi. We don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, meaning we don't need it wide three Tvachim. Lo behilmi velo belchayayim. We don't hold Rabbi Yossi by hilmi, which there's a machlokas back in the Sechah Shabbos about making this certain type of hilmi that was used for medicines. Are you allowed to make it on Shabbos? So there was a machlokas there, how much you're allowed to make. We don't pass on like that Rabbi Yossi, and we don't pass on like this Rabbi Yossi. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chinna, behilmi amartlan, belechi in lo amartlan. Rav Huna Bar Chinna says to Rav Yosef, no, remember, Rav Yosef forgot his learning. We spoke about it a couple of days ago. No, you only told us this statement about hilmi, not about lechis. You didn't say we reject him by lechis. So the Gemara says, Maishta behilmi de pligi rabban alei. Why do you reject him by hilmi? Because the rabbim argue on him. Lechayayin nami pligi rabban alei. What do you mean by lechis? Do the rabban argue. So why shouldn't you parallel it and argue on him in both? Amar leishani lechayayin mishub dekoi. Rebbe kavasei. No, lechayayin are different. Because we hold like, Rebbe holds like him. And therefore he's got a strong teammate. so you can hold like him there. Rav Yechumi Masti Hachi. Rav Yechumi had the following version. Rav Yehuda Brei the Bar Shmuel Bar Shelas Bishvei the Rav. Ain Alacha Rav Yosi Lo Behilmi V'Lo B'Lachayayin. So he quoted this not in the name of Rav Yosef, but in the name of Rav. Ultimately, the Alach is not like Rav Yosi in either. Amalei Amart, and they said back to Rav Yechumi, really? You said this? Amar lo, he said, no. Amar Rabba, Hayalokim, Amra, he did. Rav Yosef did, I'm sorry, Rav Yosef did say this. Then Gamirna Lamina, and I learned it from him, whichever Rebbe he was talking about. Well, my time akahadarbe, and why was he Choserbo then? Why was he Choserbo to say that, maybe we do hold like Rav Yosef, we should do Rav Yosef nimu koimo? Because Rav Yosef always has the proper reasoning. Proper reasoning, he always has deep reasoning. Nimikoimo, Rashi says, Ta'amei Ra Yosef, Mevi Lo B'chol Makom. He always brings Ra'yis, he's always on the ball. And therefore there's a possibility that he would switch Shitos. Period. Finishing up, Amalei Rava Barav Chana La'abaya, Hilchaz Amai, what do we hold? Amalei Pukhazi Mayama Dabar. Go outside, see what people do. Meaning, the minog is to be makel against Rav Yosi. Your lechis can be very, very thin. Again, nowadays, we can't go Pukhazi because nobody does it. Nobody uses lechis today. We use Suras HaPesach. But in the days of the Talmud, everybody used it seemed to be. Pukhazi, everybody uses very thin ones. Ika the Masi Laha. So, and some said that phrase of Pukhazi on the following. The Mishnah in Meseches Shabbat, Meseches Brachas. Hashosi Mayim Litzmo. If somebody drinks water, for the thirsty, I need a drink. Not to satiate themselves or to refresh themselves. But just because they're so starving. What bracha do you say? Omar Shakol Niyabaro. You say Shahakol. Rabbi Tarfin Omer, and that's what we hold. You say Shahakol, no matter why you're drinking water. Unless you're drinking water, you have something stuck in your throat, maybe you wouldn't make a bracha. But if you're drinking water for any reason, you say Shahakol. Rabbi Tarfin Omer, Borei Nefashos, Rabbat V'Chesronon, Alkom Masha Barasa. No, Borei Nefashos, we say. V'Chesronon, right? Tosas in Bracha says V'Chesronon. We thank Hashem for our Chesronos too. We thank Hashem because we know what I have a chisaron, but you're mamali my chisaron. We recognize everything is from Hashem. Okay, machlokas. Amalei Rav Chanan la'abaya hilchas amai. What do we hold? Amalei pachazi ma'amad dabar. See what people do. Meaning people make shahako, and therefore that is what we do. That is the lashon of pachazi. Again, there's more on tefillah. The bracha on tefillah. The bracha is on a chalos ha-mitzvah. Possibly not on a maisa mitzvah, whether becoming tar, is that a mitzvah or not, or just a matir? That's an important discussion that we'll have on another day. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Again, the next two dafim, Be'ez Hashem, will be moved over from the last cycle, and Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up on Monday. We'll pick up on Monday with Daf Yizayin, the last daf in the first parak.